This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Unity. Advanced techniques for game development mastery. Explore advanced Unity techniques like shaders, ECS, animation scripting, and custom editors to take your game development skills to the next level. Mastering Unity advanced techniques you'll actually want to try. Hey, so I was messing around with Unity lately, and I thought I'd share some of the cooler, more advanced stuff that can seriously level up your game development skills. If you've dabbled with the basics, like setting up scenes, importing assets, and basic scripting, there's a whole other side to Unity that's just waiting for you. It's not just about pushing buttons, it's about making your game smarter, smoother, and way more fun. First off, let's talk about shader programming. You might have used Unity's built-in materials or even the shader graph, but what if you could customize exactly how light interacts with your surfaces? Writing your own shaders with HLSL, high-level shader language, can seem intimidating, but it's insanely rewarding. What's cool is you can create effects like water, lava, or glass that don't just look pretty, but also behave realistically under different lighting conditions. This skill separates casual Unity users from real pros. Next up, Entity Component System, ECS, and Data-Oriented Technology Stack, DOTS. This is Unity's way of helping you make games that run smoother, especially when you're dealing with tons of objects. Think hundreds or even thousands of enemies or particles on screen. ECS breaks your game logic into components and systems, making it easier for the CPU to handle lots of data in parallel without getting bogged down. If you want your game to run buttery smooth on any device, getting a grip on ECS is crucial. Another technique where most folks get stuck is advanced animation scripting. Sure, you can drag and drop animator controllers and use simple trigger parameters, but mastering Unity's animator override controllers or even creating custom state machines via scripts lets you combine and blend animations dynamically. Imagine your character smoothly transitioning between running, jumping, and attacking without that robotic feeling. It's a subtle skill that takes your character movement from meh to wow. Ever heard about custom editors and gizmos? This one's for those who want to save time developing and debugging. By creating your own editors inside Unity, you can customize inspector windows, making complex scripts way easier to manage without scrolling through endless variables. Gizmos, on the other hand, help you visualize things like AI paths or spawn points right inside the scene view. Both save hours, and trust me, hours saved means more time for creativity. Smarter content planning. Knowing which topics resonate the most means you can tailor future episodes to match your audience's interests precisely. Finally, if you're serious about game development as a career or even a hobby, I highly recommend keeping up with online courses and continuing education. Platforms like Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses, offer some deep professional development opportunities. It's a great way to keep your skills sharp through lifelong learning, especially if you're balancing work, family, and distance learning. I've seen some incredible pros emerge just by dedicating some extra study time through adult education offered by these platforms. So yeah, these advanced Unity techniques might sound like a lot at first, but the cool thing is you can start small and build up. The more you experiment with shaders, ECS, custom editors, or AI, the more natural it becomes. And your projects will show the difference big time. If you want to jumpstart this whole process with some expertly designed courses, check out Vrversity. They've got everything from theory to practical applications taught by pros in the field. Perfect for anyone serious about professional development or just hungry for some serious lifelong learning. All right, that's enough Unity Geek talk for today. If you're messing around with game development or thinking about starting, these advanced tips will give you a leg up. And remember, the community is huge, so don't be shy about asking questions or sharing your own hacks. Happy coding, and catch you later.